Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Misfit Toys.
Well, well, well. Look at us. I hate to jump right to it, but I'm going to rip through some dates. I think I could do it under 45 seconds. So, in January, on the 28th of January, I will be at Paris, Texas at the Tower Comedy Festival. Then, in February, the 23rd through the 26th of February, I'll be at Helium in Philadelphia. And then, on the 27th of February, two shows at John and Peter's. And then in March, this is the last date. Well, I have a few others, but this is the only ones I want to go through. The 10th and 11th of March, I will be at the New Comedy Bar in Toronto. And I'm going to go in 2 days early and enjoy Toronto. So there you go. I had a lot of fun last night on the podcast. And it was so much fun. And it was Daniel Cabral and Aristotle and I. And Ian on trumpet. That's it. Part one. Next week, part two. The week after that, a best of show. And then, oh, just me all by myself in the studio. And I know you all love when I do that. I actually do like it. It's different. But hey, I've been loving having Aristotle back in there. And it's always fun. I think that's it. There's not much to talk about. I mean, there's a lot to talk about it, but we did it on the show. I mean, we really did some great podcasting. We won an award for our show last night, which I'll talk about next week. Well, I hope you have a large day, as my principal, Dr. Rittenmeyer, said at Conestoga High School. And enjoy the show. And take a deep breath. Sometimes taking deep breaths doesn't do anything, does it? But sometimes it does. So do it when it does and try it. If it doesn't, you can scream out your window and punch a pillow. Does that work? Do people punch pillows, or is that just like a joke? It's probably not good either to be punching a pillow. Shouldn't be punching anything, but better than a wall, better than a human being, of course. All right, this took a dark turn. Everybody, remember the great words of Mr. Rogers: when things are stressful and you doubt this world that we live in, look for the helpers. There's so many of them. And now we join the Todd Glass Show. Look, I don't know where Aristotle started. I think he left it all in. But if Daniel Cabral comes in and he has a bottle of water that I perceive to be ugly, in case we take some pictures in the studio. You never know. You take a picture and there's like that. You know, when you get, like, I buy them too, by the way, those case of waters. Which, by the way, I don't really buy them anymore. Because Aristotle and Rory Scovel, I know we shouldn't mention his name, said it's just a waste of plastic. You know when you do something like that, you don't even think? Anyway, you know the bottles I'm talking about. That's the point. And I think that's where Aristotle started recording. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe he doesn't. Maybe I should shut my mouth. Maybe he comes later in the show. So you're joining the Todd Glass Show in progress wherever Aristotle decided to start it. Aristotle, maybe don't include that part when I was yelling at him for his ugly bottle of water. Comedically, you now join the Todd Glass Show already in progress.
And then that's your water. Do you want a beer or do you want a Coke in a bottle?
Water's good. This guy is nice.
And this time I'm not going to pass down them when I passed out last time.
Oh, that was crazy. That was a wild. That was fun.
It felt worse the next day because like you don't know me that well.
Oh, no, I was just watching you just like this. It was, it was cool.
Did you go, I had a gun.
I had a gun and a knife. I was plotting what I was going to do next.
Whoa. But you were so nice, and you know, that doesn't happen that often.
Really?
It has happened.
Okay.
No, it's when I say it doesn't happen that often, it probably happens about 6 times a year.
Yeah. That's not too bad.
Too I get a little too high, and
you ended the year off right, I think.
Oh, I felt so bad, and then I was telling them I don't like to stay back here. I like to when no one's here. So when you left, I couldn't leave.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, what it was like, I was just telling Ian, it's sort of like, you know, when you're hungover,
mm-hmm.
and the point where I was at wasn't a bad point. If I just stay still, I'm fine. The horror is over. The nauseousness is over.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, and then, but if you have to move, you could possibly just throw.
Yeah. If you stay in that one spot.
Mm-hmm. So when you, oddly, when the food got here, it smelled so good. And I remember eating it and going, oh my God, I got to go back down.
It was a Jewish hamburger.
It was so good.
Yeah. It was
a Jewish hamburger?
Yeah. For some reason, that's all they had around here is like Jewish food.
Oh. Well, tonight, by the way, see how you feel after the show? I did get, because I can always put these in the freezer and eat them later, but I did get a pepperoni pizza.
Okay.
And I got a cheese and peppers pizza.
Okay. I'll probably
have they're both sitting in an oven, so if we're feeling it, we feel it.
Okay.
We'll see how you feel at the end of the
show. What is a Jewish hamburger?
I don't know.
Let's talk about it on the podcast.
All right, let's do
we
it.
We are.
Did you record? Wait, you started? I don't know if I like the way I was talking.
It's all right. I did it just in case because
no,
couldn't
but
tell.
Then I think I should leave it in because it's, you know why I don't like it? Truth.
I think you should leave.
Hey, you got a big... The reason I don't like it is because maybe I think I turn my voice, like, you know, once I start the show, do I... Hey, I don't do that. That's an extreme, right? But the people need to hear the real talk. What was I doing? Here's how it sounded to me. I'm going to replay it. I was talking about... What was I talking about?
Oh, the water bottle. Yeah, right?
No,
And then the Jewish hamburger.
Okay.
Wait, the water bottle?
It started with the water bottle.
You were recording when I was all the way over there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that might not even make it into the show.
I feel like that's...
how far the mics were.
All right, I think we'll leave it
But again, just in case.
Okay, just in case. Okay, so let me start the show now. Wherever you come in, I trust you. I don't want to give you any work, Aristotle. You know, were we faded in tonight? The whole audience was listening to my opening from the phone, and then it faded into the show, and I let you pick that. Now you're here. Now we're here. So let me stop. This is a two-parter. Daniel, hello.
Hello. I'm back.
Daniel Cabral.
I like you got the name this time.
Cabral,
I like it,
right?
Yeah, you got it.
I get so nervous,
no,
Daniel.
No. You nailed
it. Let me get to this real quick. Play his thing, because this sort of could help me.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to, you have a trumpet? Shut the...
What?
Let's see if we can get this down. Here we go. Wow. Well, it's an exciting show, and this will help us. I'm not touching it. Wow.
Daniel Cabral. Daniel Cabral. Daniel Cabral.
I like it.
Daniel Cabral. Daniel Cabral. Daniel Cabral. Daniel Cabral. Daniel Cabral. Daniel Cabral.
Ba 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 ba.
Daniel Cabral.
I learned it.
Daniel Cabral.
Now we embed it into your head with trumpet. Shows where like two people clap. You hear clap.
I love it.
Daniel Cabral. Ba 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 ba. Boop ba ba reverb. Hey.
I love
that. Reverb. Where's my reverb? Hello? 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 Hello?
Thank you.
I know that was a signal. Thank you very much, Joe McKenzie.
Joe McKenzie.
And also Ian. Holmquist, that's a good name. Give me some reverb. Ladies and gentlemen.
Say it again. Holmquist.
Holmquist? That's a good name.
I like it.
Ian Holmquist, ladies and gentlemen.
It sounds majestic. That's what I like about it.
I feel like my reverb is affecting the show. And it's a type of pressure I really don't want to put on Aristotle. But without the reverb, people... you dirty dog.
He's done it again.
Can you play his song again? Oh, by the way, Aristotle, we can take the reverb out of my voice. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just want to do a good job tonight. Mm-hmm. It is a two-parter. It's a two-parter. Yeah, Aristotle, I told you wrong before. It's a two-parter.
Oh, right.
We'll take a break. And I'm trusting you, Aristotle, because you're very good with this, to say, we're at that hour mark. Where do you want to stop? Now, what do you think the odds you'll remember are?
I feel like I would just let it fly now, and I'll figure that out later. Or I'll just make a note being like, that's the place I'm
going to. So everybody knows it's listening. And I'm not worried about the people that spot listen and drag it around. You're not my responsibility, you draggers! But the hardcore audience knows, oh, when it fades out, Aristotle chose that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to think about it. Mm-hmm. This is why I like Aristotle.
He's a deliberate man. He makes deliberate choices. Man.
He makes don't worry about it. Choices. Let me tell you something. It's very, you know.
Daniel the Bro.
I want to listen.
Daniel the Bro.
Can you pause for 1 second? Can I ask you a question? It's a weird direction, but mm-hmm. you're playing truth. You know truth is the safe word on the show? Just means in the midst of all the chaos, if I say truth. Truth, you're playing it right. But could I give you a direction? What if you weren't? Like, you come in on trumpet, and you can't even hear the song because you're playing so loud. So we're like, hey, I'll throw to it like, hey, you want to just bring it in and accompany it? And then you're too loud. I think I might end up enjoying it. I'm mm-hmm. not going to lie.
That's
and
jazz, right?
Joe,
when they do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. I don't know that much about jazz, but people that are would hate, you know, they'd be like, how dare you say we play over each other and try to. That's bad jazz, baby. Mm-hmm. Daniel Cabral. So it's working. So here we go. Let's hear a song again. I'm going to shut up. We're going to have a fun fucking show tonight. Robin Tran was going to be on the show tonight, but she had to cancel. And I was like, oh, go do what you have to do happily. I'd rather get you here when your head is clean and, you know. Mm-hmm. But we were prepared.
Robin Tran, welcome to the Todd Glass Show tonight. Robin Tran.
No trumpet for Robin.
You've probably seen her on Netflix. Like the best of Netflix is a joke.
Wow.
Festival. Or best of stand-up 2022. Or That's My Time with David Letterman.
Wow. Yeah. By the way, we will. So this is awaiting you, Robin. And also, I said no trumpet as a joke because, like, cause she canceled. Mm-hmm. No, I like people when they cancel to go do what you have to do happily. I'd rather get you here in 3 months when you're
when your head is right here, ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here we go. Hey, could you pepper in? I love the trumpet. Mm-hmm. Just pepper in a little bit. As okay. Here we go.
Daniel Cabral. Daniel Cabral.
You play good though. Like that was you were playing off camera. Wait, no, you're. Don't make me feel like I'm crazy.
I would not even be able to tell if that was off. If I would have walked right in, I'd be like, "Well, he's doing a great job."
I thought he was hitting like, "Oh shit!" I hate being high and insecure and paranoid and self-aware and self-insecure. Thank you. Okay,
that's jazz. I know that. I know jazz when I hear it.
You know jazz.
I could know jazz.
Can I tell you something, Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
What if we just do an all jazz show?
I love it.
But I want to go back to why would I go back to it? I liked it. Uh-huh. trumpet. And that way, if you play it too loud, I go, Joe, this guy's a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, you heard me. I said, pepper it in.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it one more time. And I'm going to shut my eyes, and I'm going to really, your name is going to be embedded into my head,
mm-hmm.
like in a sick way.
Okay.
Here we go. Wow.
Daniel Cabral.
This is how Jerry Lewis would do that bit. Daniel Bagoy, get
Daniel Cabral.
All right, enough with my show. My show is annoying. I'm not stupid. Hi.
I still like it. I still love it.
I love the trumpet is my favorite instrument.
Really? If you were an instrument, would you be a trumpet?
Well, that's a different way to look at it. Let me think. I don't like people spitting on me all day. But in some cultures, it's my favorite. Yeah, I would say. Well, I mean, you usually have it with other things, but even a solo. I'll go on YouTube and songs that I like, and I'll look up trumpet versions of them.
I've been in a trumpety mood lately, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the
Trump
movie.
Trump it up. Hey, speaking of Trump, let's make sure we get him in office, people. We got to do the right thing. So you're here.
I'm here.
Now, Aristotle, hi.
Hello.
Vinny told me I should. He goes, Todd, you got to stop in and check in with Aristotle. You can't just plow into the show like a bulldog. Mm-hmm. Take your time.
I appreciate it, Vinny.
Thank you, Vinny, for listening. I got to thank him, otherwise he gets upset.
Hey, Vinny.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd. It's Vinny.
Hey.
Is that Daniel?
It's me. Hey.
Hey, Daniel. I liked your show the last time you were on. I'm Vinny.
You liked it?
You were great.
Really? What'd you like about it, Vinny?
Not just you and Todd were having a good time. You never got to that bit when you were talking about the I swear on my children, but I guess you guys, you know, forgot. You never finished.
You know, we leave them wanting more. That's
right. We leave them wanting more, but you're great. Yeah, mm-hmm. You really are great. Now, Todd, on the other hand, he hasn't mentioned my name in a while. So, like, I'm not just listening to this shit festival. No offense. Hey, am I on the podcast?
That bit's over. So let's come in. That's the cold opening. We have Daniel. We have so much to look forward to. Do you want to know?
I like surprises.
Like surprises.
I like some surprises.
What if I tell you anyway? And that's
okay.
A surprise.
That's a surprise. Yeah. I you know what? I like surprises, but then I like reading the last page of a book. You ever do that? They say never judge a book by its cover, but then you read the last page of a book, you might be able to judge it.
Yeah, maybe. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I could judge someone by the bumper stickers they have on their car. Why couldn't you judge them by the last page of their book?
Absolutely, yeah. Mine says Todd Glass Podcast on my car.
Does it really?
Yeah, that's what it
says. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to get to know the real Daniel Cabral.
Uh-huh.
Where are you from? See, I don't just do this bullshit like other shows. Hey, yeah. I get to know the guests. It's my new style.
Okay, I love it.
And people seem to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where did you grow up?
Me? I'm an open book.
You're an open book. Ask you anything?
Yeah, ask me anything and I'll answer.
Are you sure? Because I
can
get.
Yeah. I'm an open book, but I love changing the pages. You know what I mean?
Okay, you're not going to get offended.
No.
I feel funny because the last thing I want to do is insult my guests.
Really?
You know what's funny? When I know I'm pushing this as far as I can go, but I don't know really what the bit will be, I guess it's that I'm going to eventually ask you a question that would have to be like. Well, what I couldn't decide is could it be a simple question and you overreact to it?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I, even though I say, hey, this is a weird question, it still has to be somewhere in the realm of, you know, and then do I go that way where it's just, you know, yeah, you said you were ready, but I give you this?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I go, hey, you know, you cut yourself shaving and you're like, you pile of shit. I didn't know what to do, so I just abandoned ship.
Mm-hmm.
I ran from the bit. On this show, all you got to do is wave your hand in the air if you want to get out of a bit. Even if I started the bit with you.
Yeah.
Even if I started the bit with you. Just go like this. Aristotle will play this.
It might take a second, but I'll get to it.
If you're feeling like, oh, shit, I tell all the guests this. You know why? Because it's good to know. If someone's making you do a bit and you don't feel it, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Has Cam Gavinsky ever ran from a bit?
He runs from the bits. Don't mention his name in here after what Cam did.
Whoa, not Cam.
That's Jesus. You're not going to. You knew what happened.
Fucking
Cam. Bullshit. I can't believe you bring that up.
That son of a gun,
that
Cam.
That son of a bitch. Did you hear what he did?
To my mother. To my own mother.
To my own mother. I got to take the bit whatever way you throw it. My own mother.
We have the same mother. Can you believe it?
I go right for the they hooked up. Any bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cam, he fucked my mother. I mean, it was they both wanted it, but it's still.
But she had a wonderful time, so how can I be mad? You know, she had.
She did. Yeah, let me tell you something.
That's what I think about Cam.
Right. Boo. I love Cam Kavinsky. I'm going to say it because it's good energy to put out there.
I don't care what other people say about Cam. I still like him. You know?
I like him.
You know?
Hey, I'm going to say I don't like him. You say you like him, and I switch because I want to be your friend.
Okay, okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Cam's all right. The only thing with Cam, and sometimes it does...
Yeah, you know, I kind of like him, actually.
I think he's a good guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think he's a good guy. You got to get to... Let's see how good we could do this. It's the guy who agrees. So whatever, you'll see where I'm going.
Uh-huh.
You can
just get. Okay.
Yeah, I saw, and it's not the way I really feel about any of these subjects we're going to bring up. But you know the old Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh yeah, that show from the
I can't
it's not
watch
bad,
him
right?
Anymore.
It's not.
I can't watch him anymore. And then you love it. You love
it's
it.
Too. Yeah, it's too. It's
no,
too good.
No, you go. Oh, I love it. Whatever I say, you're the opposite.
Oh, okay. I love. Yeah.
Sometimes you interrupt me because just by my facial expressions, you're going to tell I'm going to like it. Mm-hmm. So you go the other way, and then I switch.
All right.
But the old Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Let's start with something new. Uh-huh. That's an old premise from the bit a little before. We can start clean.
Fresh bit. Okay.
I'm going to stop now. Truth.
Truth? But I was ready for it.
We're going to do it. But here's what I just thought of. I have to be in the moment.
Okay.
I did a podcast.
Run.
No.
Run,
or he can decide. I did a podcast, and the host was a little much.
Mm-hmm.
And I can deal with a little much. Don't get me wrong. I don't think James Adomian is a little much, but it was a little much.
And then so I it was think, James.
What?
So it was James.
So it was James Adomian?
No, so it was
James Adomian.
No, no, it wasn't
talking
James.
About James.
You know, I
no,
like
no, no,
James.
No, no.
He's a nice guy.
No,
you know?
That's my
he's
point is that I adore him and Eddie Pepitone and Andy Kindler and Rory Scovel. Some people, when it's your thing, maybe it's just that it's not so much. Why was this a little much? It doesn't even matter why, but it was a little too, just, I didn't know if it was processed. Anyway, so guess what? That's what I'm thinking about myself now. Is sitting across from me here and you being here, I got to maybe calm down and just... be more chill.
Mm-hmm. Can you chill?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Are you chill?
When's
the last time you chilled?
Oh, man. I'm not just trying to be. I'm so chill that you feel it in the air.
Okay. You remind me of the weather.
Yeah. I'm chill, baby. Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Good to see you.
Yeah,
Todd Glass, how are you?
You're chill. You're smooth like a trumpet.
I'm
like
just
you.
Here. You know what? I'm just gelling. I'm not walking. I'm just here to be here. Look at me. I'm chilling.
Okay.
There's no... You know why my head is dropping? You see, explain to the audience what I look like.
You right now, you look chill as a jelly.
Like my arms are just flopping on the sides because I'm not trying to be like... Oh, I hold my arms like this. So I'm just chilling. Like, doesn't it...
You look too chill, actually. You look like the opposite of that lamp behind you.
Look at me now.
All right.
Explain what I'm doing.
Now you have your hands behind your head. Look like you're about to eat the microphone.
Well, no, but now.
Now you're chilling. Now you're
chilling. How about the trumpet music?
I like the trumpet, yeah.
That's my... I provide that. That's my aura. When I go somewhere... I bring a trumpet player.
Uh-huh.
So, do I know how to chill?
That's pretty chill. You know what? You might be chilling.
I'm sorry about this bit.
This bit?
I should take a sharp object and stick it in my face.
No, that would be unchill.
Well, so anyway. Later we're going to do a game where I'm going to play a karaoke track.
Okay.
Something that's notable. You'll pick one. Aristotle will pick one. I'll pick one. Now, Ian's never heard them before, but see if he can do, like, lead vocals, but on trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, just that could be a lot of fun. That's in the second hour, maybe.
Okay.
There's a lot to go on. So I just need to get this I'm gonna do a side note for this, but I won't make you edit it out. Even though it probably would be better if we did. Let's do this bit where we go, no, what's cool about having a family show is that we don't have to write down things. We just have a lot to talk about, but all we do is fluff for a long time.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, just like it flows. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, and then we're talking. But it's all... And then there could be long silent moments of like 10 seconds. We're like, yeah, we're just trying. We have nothing.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Maybe I will take that out. Do you mind? That'll be the only thing. I swear. I don't have to. The more I say, the more he has to take out. Okay. But you know what? I was glad that you were here tonight because I feel comfortable with you. It's like a family show. Now I don't have. If you notice, I have a few notes, but
yeah,
like nothing.
Nothing on.
Because we just talk.
Yeah.
Family shows, you can just talk. Like Aristotle, you don't get to like. You know, we get to know a little bit more.
I've got stuff to say.
Yeah, and that's what's cool about it. Is it like. we don't. I don't know. I just feel like it's like
it's
some.
Like, it's like catching up, you know.
It's like catching up.
Here. Yeah,
you get it. You get it. You get it. I don't have to write it down.
No, not at all.
No, you just catch up. Hey, what have you been doing?
Yeah, you know what I've been up to. I've been up to make you doing the same old thing.
General interest. All you have to have. You're right. You're right. You have to just have general interest. What that other person's been doing, and you have stories. I have two stories tonight that are going to knock your dick into the dirt.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
They're really good ones. I would tell both of them now, but...
I want my dick in my pants right now. Maybe later on
it'll not
be
right. Oh, shit. Gets the younger listeners. They love the curses. Let's curse a lot tonight.
Okay.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
God damn
curse.
It.
God damn it.
Why the fuck are
fuck.
You saying
poop.
This shit?
Poop.
Fuckity.
Shit all over it. Shit splatting out of that donkey's ass.
Dang.
All over that car. Shit's everywhere.
Dang flabbit.
Asshole. Go fuck off, asshole. People oh, do shit. Like oh, this. Shit. Some people like it. The people that like it, they feel guilty. I've talked about this before in the show. How do they go, what do you mean they curse? It's fun. They curse. They're dirty. Fuck you for not liking cursing, you sissy pants.
If you don't like it, you can go fuck yourself.
You can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
We don't need your
get
shit.
The fuck off the show, yeah.
Dang it.
We don't give a shit. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We curse because we're cool. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Just keep doing that over and over again. We got something here. Do
fuck
you curse every day?
I always curse.
Fucking shit.
Fuck yeah. You have to.
You have to. You curse because you don't give a... I don't give a fuck about adults.
I don't give a fuck about
fuck
it.
Them. Fuck them. Fuck them. I don't give a shit. All right, this bit.
Oh, shit.
That's a sad ending. Excuse me, and then I'll get right to you. There's a joke on the road that I'm doing that I know would end better if you had a real piano could do it, but trumpet would be the best. And I'll tell you what it is. It's a joke about, I go, can I have some reverb? And I go, and then at the end when I go, like this, just stop everything. Like wind down, like so I go, I talk about McDonald's. Okay, so bring in something like If I Could Dream or anything on the trumpet. Just beautiful, you know. And I get, you know, because I'll be on the road. And, you know, you're going to stop when I go like that. You'll go, wah, wah, wah. Okay, here we go. And it's going to make this joke. Ladies and gentlemen, I had a dream the other night that they opened up a McDonald's franchise at my house. This is true. It's a dream, but it's true. Landscaped it. I saw the way they connected it to the house with mulch. Now, by the way, this is what I do on the road. I just don't have a live trumpet player to do the part I'm about to do. And I go into the McDonald's. First thing, it opens on Thursday morning. I said, can I get a milkshake? They go, sorry, our ice cream machine is broke. Are you shitting me? That's where a dream ends. That'll sell that fucking joke.
You need, yeah, that's good.
I need a trumpet player. I got to spend $75,000 a year for that joke.
That's worth it, you know.
Thank you. You get it.
It's worth the investment.
Do you have any teachers you want to talk about? Cam didn't because he doesn't have the layers we have.
Cam?
Well, he doesn't, and a lot of people are mumbling about it. People are talking.
I heard he was raised.
Oh, yeah, Cam. Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Well, not to death. He doesn't.
You know, he grew up in a barn, right? Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Much like, yeah, he grew up in a barn.
Where at?
I think Texas, South Texas.
Tell me every
like
detail. So he grew up in a... How come he never shared this with us?
Well, I guess he was a little bit embarrassed.
Do you think this
it,
is
you
know? Personal? Maybe we shouldn't talk about it?
No. I love gossip. I'm a huge fan of gossip.
So he grew up in a barn. That's in a way, that's... Tell me everything about it.
His cousin was a horse, you know.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
That's where Cam gets it from, you know.
That's before I saw him in the men's room. but Jesus.
Yeah.
And what's his mom?
His mom? Yeah, she's a sheep. You know?
But I'm... Oh, he was two animals.
Well, his mom's just a sheep. She just blindly follows the liberals. You know how she... But his dad is also a horse. That's Cam.
Cam Kavinsky.
Cam Kavinsky.
He should talk about that in his one-man show.
Yeah, but I don't...
He won't, because you know what? He puts up a wall. Mm-hmm. This is the true. Imagine the set could have like fake hay all over the place. I don't know. I'm just trying to help him.
Yeah, it could have any type of hay. I could bring in the hay, you know? I could be a cowboy.
I get a friend that has hay.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he doing with all that hay?
Left over from Halloween.
Really?
No, his house flooded and lost his whole family, but he tried to hold back the dirt, but it didn't last. I'm kidding. What if that was the old... One is a happy story. The other one, a guy lost his family because the hay wasn't thick enough.
What if they have no sandbags, just hay?
No, we don't need notes. How about that bit? Doesn't that seem like a long time ago? And I'm not just trying to fluff up the show, I swear to God, you know, talking about the show. Mm-hmm. But remember, we were doing the bit where, like, oh, it was all fluff?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I was so much thinner.
Yeah, time really flies.
Do I look fat now from then? Be honest. Can you tell?
You don't look thin, but... You don't look fat.
But what?
But I mean, thin is bad. It looks unhealthy, right? You look full and fitted. I like that.
Full and fitted?
Yeah. Like when you put on a shirt.
Ten-year-old Tom got season two. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Please
bubble along with me. Bob's not glass. Can we learn it? In his class. 10-year-old Tom got season two. Okay, let's play it again. I want to see if we can learn this because I need to promote the show. They're on my ass.
10-year-old Tom got season two.
I don't know.
10-year-old Tom got season two. Oh, doo-dah day. Principal Tom Glass, top building his cast. 10-year-old Tom got season two. Oh,
just you. Here we go. Bop, bop. The Todd Glass Show, everybody. Take it home, Ian.
Every time I hear a trumpet, I want to cry. It sounds so good.
It's beautiful. What was that? That was a great sound. A kiss. Oh. Yeah, wow. I pictured. Yeah. Okay, listen. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
I'm not joking around anymore. I'm tired of joking around.
Yeah, let's get serious.
Is it cold in here a little?
I'm wearing a sweater.
Okay. Man. If anyone's cold, as I turn the heat off, but I could also shut that curtain, that means, you know, if we're good. I wanted to just say hi.
Hey.
I'm stalling. And another thing, did you notice I...
Your skin looks good. Is that what you're going to say?
Well, I didn't want to say anything.
You're glowing. You're radiating.
Maybe this is something here. So my brother, I want to know your honest opinion on this.
All right.
And then we'll see. There's hopefully something funny in it. He said, I don't like to shit all over people's... You know when people have ideas like inventions? Have you ever had ideas?
I had an idea once.
For an invention?
Oh, I don't know. It was just an idea.
Well, no, that's completely different. An idea, I'd go to the mall. You should take that in Shark Tank. I had an idea. I'd eat a sandwich and take a nap.
My idea was going to Shark Tank. Step two is coming up with the invention, I think on the spot.
Your idea was eating a sandwich watching Shark Tank.
Oh,
I just went with it. I didn't know if it was funny or not. Anyway, I just had the right rhythm. I had a drink. I just wanted to participate.
Uh-huh.
Well, the Todd Glass Show will be right back. The Todd Glass Show. Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient,
comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So anyway, back to you. You're an idea. Did you ever have an invention or like a product you wanted to invent? Seriously.
Did I ever? Truth or?
Not come bring it to. Yeah, truth. Not bring it to fruition, but go, oh, they should do this or they should do that.
We had a project where we had to make an invention in fifth grade. A real invention. You know?
That was necessary for society?
No, just any type of invention. It was a project. And I tried making some with electricity and I could not do anything. So I made a Play-Doh spoon that can change shape. Because sometimes you want a spoon and then the other time you want a fork. Wouldn't you want to change it?
I'm fucking brilliant.
This is bullshit. You know what? I'm done. I don't know. It's great. Well, it's very funny, but let me tell you. You're gonna give. By the way, is that the truth?
That is truth. Yeah.
So you made a spoon made out of clay.
Yeah.
That could turn it. By the way, there's something. There's something great about that, even if it wouldn't be necessary for a little kid. You made it out of Play-Doh?
Play-Doh, and I used Saran Wrap.
What grade were you in?
Fifth grade.
Oh, I thought you said 10th grade.
No, fifth grade. I was a prodigy, is what some people say.
Well, and did you do it with a group of people, or was it just you?
Just me.
I wish I could see the reaction on the teacher's face.
It was much like Shark Tank, I think.
Yeah, they go in there.
They rejected me.
They should have Shark Tank, but for little kids.
They should.
But they're nicer. You don't have to be.
Baby
know.
Shark Tank. That'd be
Baby
good.
Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Doop, wow.
Doop, 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 doop. That's the theme song.
Baby Shark Tank. Baby Shark Tank. Well, I guess it's time to start the show, right? Got to do it my way. I know what I'm doing. I'm not stupid. I mean, I know how to fade in music. It's all about the fade.
Mm-hmm.
The show is here.
Now we're ready to start.
Our humble host.
That was a cold opening.
As always.
Other podcasts, they dropped that. Oh, that's the show. Come on. We're just getting our gears going.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting warmed up. Now we fucked
it. Clear.
And that's good.
And
that's
so
it's cold opening. How long has it been, Aristotle?
Podcast.
20-ish minutes.
Guests, 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Not
Todd's
bad.
Comic friends.
I'll shut up, Alec. He wrote
They're
the song.
Never
I talked over.
Assholes,
thank you.
So hold hands.
Aw, it's a real show.
Stop the band.
Come on.
It's the Todd Glass
It's
show.
Exciting.
Yes, there were shows.
Put some reverb.
Shut the fuck up. Where Todd got lost, he had to run from
the bit.
When there was doubt. Tall.
Thank you.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Wow. Hi.
Hey.
So, your teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have? Do you have an? Do you have a real invention, by the way?
That was the invent. Yeah, that was for real. 100%.
Yeah, but today now.
Oh, today.
Well, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Oh,
well,
I sold
it to Elon. That's not true.
You
but,
sold
it. Yeah. Now he's worth billions. I wanted to kill myself.
Wasn't aware of that. Yeah, Todd. It's a new thing.
I just saw
something where you can eat this silverware, and it sounds like, well, why would that be good? Number one, it's very smart for being green and not
mm-hmm.
just having tons
yeah.
of plastic. And they were eating it on Shark Tank, and they're like, this is delicious.
I would eat my silverware first, and then I'd be like, oh, what do I do now?
I'd eat.
Wait, did they say what it was made out of? Because now I can picture a lollipop fork, and that's the dessert.
No. It was, they had ones that were like sesame seed or something for like eating food with. Uh-huh. But then they had some like vanilla, sort of vanilla flavored for if you wanted to eat ice cream with it, or just plain graham cracker.
I've heard of these Oreo straws, you know.
Are you serious?
I've heard of it. Have you heard of these?
Yeah, where'd you? I don't hear these things.
He's got Oreo straws.
Oh, you know, they got Oreo straws now. Kids don't know.
Yeah, you drink the milk and then you eat the straw. I think that's what
I like that.
Mm-hmm. And it still fucks up the turtles, but you
know. No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
You think?
No, that's the purpose of it. That it doesn't.
Oh, why? You know, wait a second.
I thought it was made out of chocolate, and then you ate it.
But then chocolate doesn't melt.
Right? Stop being silly. What am I? Got time for this? I should say truth to you. I'm going to start saying truth to you. You're not going to like it. I can tell your type.
I'm a truthful guy.
So my brother has an invention.
Okay.
And I didn't be the type of person that, like, basically shit all over it.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to do that because I know. So I really think. But if it's necessary, if someone's asking for honest feedback, and because I know what it's like, I have an idea for invention and I tell somebody, I'm not. It's not that they say no, they don't like it. It's with the reason. It has to. So they'll say something like, I don't listen to music. I go, I didn't ask you, I have a product. Do you think 100% of the world would want it?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, do you think a slice, enough of a slice of the world needs this to have it be successful?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not like I need everybody. No, I need everybody. Or, you know, but if you think nobody would need this, yeah, I want to know that. So your advice, it's stupid. I don't think you need a snow shovel. I live in Florida. All right, what about people that don't live in Florida? You fucking idiot. Anyway, I don't want to be that person.
Okay.
But I had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
So he had an idea for a polite horn. This comes to us doing a bit, believe it or not. It will come to that in about 25 seconds.
Okay.
So he goes, what about a polite horn? Like in the car, you have a polite horn. Now, look, it might be a great idea, but I thought, honestly, truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think most people are honking their horn aggressively and going, oh, I wish I had a polite horn. Because there is a polite horn. If you really want to be polite, you do the soft hit. Sometimes it takes three because they're so soft. It's okay. You go bump, 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 and one of them takes, and that's it. And everybody knows it. So I don't know if it's a good idea. And anyway, my friend Daniel Kino goes, what would the polite horn be anyway? And that's what we're about to do right now. So let's just. You know, maybe like he could play something on the trumpet. Don't we have like a sound effects board? Like, what would a polite horn be? It could be a song you like.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, what would it be? Like,
oh, yeah, that's when I'll use that horn when I'm cutting somebody off, you know.
Which one would you?
Yeah, just like, that's just me.
That wouldn't be, sorry.
That wouldn't be polite, though.
You know, you could do it if they were, like, rude to you or something.
Mm-hmm. We need a horn for that, too, but that's a whole other thing.
Then you just, wait, what?
I said we need a horn for that.
For what?
For when I'm being rude.
For when you're being rude. Well, that's, I'm sorry. Then you just go like this.
No, but I'm being rude again. Cut somebody off, and I want to let them know. So I use the angry horn, but that's not the same horn. Yeah, we're doubling down. But that's a whole different thing.
I don't get angry in the car, to be honest.
Really?
I get frustrated, but I will tell you this. If somebody has done it in their life and they don't do it anymore,
yeah,
I'm sure I have friends. I'm sure we have friends that have evolved. But if I have a friend and he and there's somebody that said he saw them, because this happened once,
yeah,
somebody I knew pretty well, not close, but pretty well, and then they were cursing, honking the horn, giving someone the finger.
Yeah.
I go, I don't think we're going to be close friends. You should never do that as a grown adult.
Yeah, you've never done that? You never get mad? I mean, there's
No.
Yeah.
I've gotten mad,
uh-huh.
And never the finger. To me, like, I always knew that it's almost comedically. Yeah. It's not even creative.
I do the Spock sign to let them know.
but no, I will not yell out, you stupid fuck, even if they're wrong. I would do it in my car with the window shut and go, what the fuck? Yeah, of course, but not out my window. No,
I see.
And how about you? Would you? And now I feel bad asking.
Oh yeah, you know, sometimes somebody does something crazy. There's 9 movies about people driving while furious. You know what I mean? So it's a common thing. Sometimes I get mad, you know, and you got to release it because I don't want to drive angry. But if I throw a little hand gesture, maybe I release it. You know what I mean? I can't let that thing stay in my stomach.
Listen, I respect that you are stupid.
Thank you. Thank you.
No.
I wish I could remember. I think I have thought about it like almost every day since, and along your line. There's a comedian I saw at the Meltdown show, and I wish I could remember who it was. I can't. But the bit basically ends with, we just driving. And so every time something happens that would piss me off of the car, I think, we just driving. I'm fine.
That's true.
Not mad. Anger is gone.
Well, first of all, if that works, that's beautiful. Now, you might think it's odd that I would... That wouldn't work for me because I'm acting like I'm so... By the way, I prefaced, in my own car, especially if I'm late for something. It's fun to be stupid early because you do get so much less angry when you're just... You can always get there and park outside to a show for an hour and a half in your car and have a cup of coffee. There's so much... So when you're driving early, I love it because you don't care about anything, you know? But so I will curse in my car. But no, not out the window. Not out like, hey, you fucking... Because what's going to come of it? And now, look, have I ever in my life done that, you fucking idiot out the window? I would imagine yes. I would imagine yes. But I saw somebody. I mean, they couldn't believe it. That we just had this conversation about being something about sort of this, about being nice. It was at the car dealership. He didn't give the finger. He yelled at the guy because his car was shittily washed.
Oh, shit!
No! Yeah, a comedian I saw. I don't even remember his name, but we had a conversation. Just came up about decency and how, I heard this comedian always treats the staff nice. And they're sort of your family at clubs. If they're nice to you, why wouldn't you be just extra nice to them, right? Yeah. So he gets out there. He's yelling at the guy. And it's so, like, I can't, I just, they, this, what, oh, this is a $70,000 car. And by the way, I didn't have a $70,000 car. But I thought, oh, that's so gross. I saw that. I know that that's him now.
Oh, yeah.
I can never look at him the same.
And that was over a car wash, you know? They use soap for that. Imagine for other things.
I should have put soap in his mouth.
You should have, yeah.
Like the old-fashioned way. It was not.
Now you're talking about teachers. I had a teacher that did that to somebody.
Really? How much time did she spend in jail?
You know, thinking back now, I think maybe she should have went to jail, but everybody was scared, so nobody said anything.
Was this at a Catholic school?
No, this is a public school in L.A.
Well, that's why. Let me tell you something.
But she would smoke on during lunch, you know, so I knew she was the real... My teacher.
Good for... She went outside?
Yeah, she went outside to smoke, so she was the real deal. I should have used... She needed a polite horn.
She needed the polite... She wouldn't use it. That's the thing. She wouldn't use it.
Would you use it?
I do. Oh, that's my point. Are you paying attention?
I am. I'm paying attention.
I also thought that you were saying that that was a bad idea.
The polite horn is a bad idea because there's already a polite horn on your car. Oh, it's a three.
Oh, I see. I see.
I'm saying. Nope. I think
it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea.
You do. Polite horn. Do you be truth?
Truth.
Truth. Don't waste my time.
No, it is a great idea. Truth.
Okay, you don't think that the people that... By the way, it's not like this is a fact or anything, so your opinion is just exactly what mine is. I sell mine like mine's the right one. But I'm curious to see Aristotle. So I would think... Now, I'm being truth. Like, when someone has an idea, I'm not going to, like, just make a bit out of it. For my brother.
Yeah.
You know, someone here could.
Nice guy.
But I'm saying in here, I'm answering like, yeah, I want to tell him... You know, some good feedback, whether that's a good idea. And, you know, maybe, you know, sometimes people sell their opinions well. And I said, yeah, I think people already go boom, 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 you know. And I asked one other person, they said, yeah, I think most people who are aggressive on the horn aren't looking for a polite horn. They're not, you know. And how would it work? You don't even have to get to how would it work when you, you know, maybe it could be on this side and that side. That's not the trouble of it. It's just, do people want a polite horn? And I don't think they do. What do you think?
Can you give another example of where you would use a polite horn?
Oh, someone's maybe looking down, or they're looking down on their, well, you shouldn't, at their phone. I don't know. People look at other things besides their phone. Sometimes people just, you know, drift off. You know, that does happen. Yeah. A lot of times it is their phone. But there's many times you just sort of like, you know, you're just sitting there and someone gives you, so anyway, there's probably other times and I just can't think of them right now. So you say, good idea.
Can you imagine the meltdown on Facebook? That they're like, the liberals, you know what they're pushing now? The polite horn.
The polite horn.
Are you seeing
But
this?
You think it could really work. And I said truth.
I do believe it could.
You think, like, in a marketing, it's worth it. So you don't think that people already have a polite horn?
Because I think some people are so conditioned to hear a horn, they snap. It triggers something, like Pavlov and those dogs, you know? But if you hear a polite horn, you're like, maybe he's trying to get my attention.
Saying this because here's what I know. I've experienced. Have you ever experienced the polite horn? Be honest. I love these honest conversations where we don't try to just defend where we started. because I've had the polite horn. I'm just trying to find out how different we are, because believe me, my answer is not right. I sell it like it is, but I'm just saying here's my experience.
Yeah.
I always, honestly, I hear that three little ding, 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 and I go, oh, that's a kind person behind me. Mm-hmm. Every time. And it's like, that's what I would do. That makes me think they're decent,
yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
With that horn. But when you hear it, have you ever gotten
I would go even further and say the polite horn is just the two. Bum, bum.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's, we're in the same area.
Okay.
Because if I heard three, I would be like,
No. I love that you pointed that out. I said three because usually one doesn't take. So
right.
You're like,
you're
you know,
hitting
you
on
that soft one. Yeah. If it hit on the second one,
I think a polite horn could work, and I was looking for something on the soundboard, and I realized it wouldn't work because there's nothing you can play in a polite horn that can't be taken sarcastically.
Let me hear. Where's our sound effects? I think we have. That's how about that?
Like,
thanks for letting me in.
No, but if I heard that, I would think this fucking asshole.
Oh.
Anything you can play as a polite horn, someone's going to be like, this fucking asshole.
I know what I'd use that clap for. You know?
I never thought about that, to be honest.
I would just hear
that
pure sarcasm.
Of it. Well, what out. Do we have? Let's get. Don't we have some sound effects on there? Like what if you heard. Sorry.
But, like, that was my first go-to was we did it. But then I was like, no, that's just.
What about.
I would feel like.
That's good. That'll
be a cute horn.
That's cute. I like that. Imagine I forgot to turn my headlights on. I hear that. I turn them on. Yeah, and I'm safe.
Well, actually, we do need a headlights.
Here's
horn
you in
for
your
sure.
car. You buy one of these because, you know, you're trying to, like, be calmer and be nicer. You know, but truth is in your car. Here's you. Get the fuck out of the way, you fucking pile of shit! Girl, you fucking, I'd like to get out of my car, put my thumbs on your adamant, so pressure in there! I don't like angry bits.
See how calm that would make me sound? That thing, it'd relax my brain.
I can't believe we don't have any other... Let me give it a chance. It says,
whoa.
I'm in pain. Can you get out of my way?
No.
I know what this is saying. The person that you kidnapped is escaping from the truck. So go close the truck. He's about to escape.
Do you want to do a silly bit, but I think you'll have fun doing this. Keep playing this. So I think Cam and I, Jack, have done this a few times. We may pretend this is, we think it's insinuated. It sounds like someone's, you know, tossing off. But they deny it. So I'll say it's about me, but I'll tell you, I go, guys, you're going to feel so stupid. You're like, Todd, that's you. You can tell what you're doing. I go, stop it. And I always have an, I go, once I tell you, you're going to feel stupid. And we go around the room. It could be any, it could be like, I was on the tram car on the way up to the Getty Center. You know, it makes sense for anything. And I go, we'll be like, what do you mean? You're right there. We're going around those bends. You know, you make it make sense. Okay, so here we go. So it feels silly to start it, but Aristotle, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So a listener sent this in.
Yeah.
Is this you?
No.
No, this is you.
No.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
Is this you? Is this? Are you?
No, I have no idea what's going on.
No, you're supposed to say it's you.
So I was
looking
for
more jingle. But you make up a reason. No, you what? You were looking for what?
For more jingle.
Oh, for more jingle. No, this is, let me get started. I'm not giving up on this bit yet. Yeah, this is me. Obviously, it's me. I'll go first. It's me, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you, what? The listener sent this in?
It's kind of weird. We know what you're doing.
I know, but I don't think you know what I'm doing. You're going to feel really stupid.
It kind of sounds like we know what you're doing.
You think I'm going to do this? Someone said they sent this in. When I was on that tour with Jim Gaffigan, that Jim doesn't bring me on tour anymore because it was me tossing off in one of the beds.
I heard
you
that.
Really think that's what's happening here? Does it sound like that at all?
It sounds like that a little bit, Todd.
If you stop and you're just not looking to attack, honestly, you're judging folks unfairly. I'm going to tell you what it is. You're going to feel really silly.
Okay, you know,
and I've talked about this before. I know this video's out there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sound guys, that you know, we were recording the shows. We were at the supermarket, and it was like the cereal aisle was crazy with all these different types of cereals, and he's recording me. Listen, now you're going to feel real stupid. I'm seeing there's like 20 types of Apple Jacks. It was a supermarket in Connecticut, and they had like this crazy cereal collection. It was like art. Oh, that I just saw the Life Checks with glaze. And then, I swear to God, don't you feel dumb now? Right here, listen, look. You well, guess what?
Todd, why don't you just say
vanilla
that?
Vanilla-covered Life Checks.
Yeah.
With chocolate-dipped peanut butter and a scoop of ice cream on them. That's a cereal.
Now that I hear, now that you tell me, it makes sense, you know.
Hey, can I ask you a question? One of our listeners sent this in. Is this you?
This, I mean, it's me.
It's obviously
it's
you.
Coming.
Yeah,
it's obvious. I mean, it sounds just like
What's going on? Can I tell you, even in this bit, and then I won't interrupt you, I have a hard time that we're, because, and I started the bit, but maybe there's another way into it, that I feel bad that we're harassing each other, even if we were masturbating. Why are we like, hey, what's going on here, you weirdo? Obviously, we're not insinuating it was on the bus, so was it in a hotel room? Where did someone record you? But for all intents purposes, in this bit to have a life, for some reason, we're the type of people that would a listener would send this in. They work at a hotel. Hey, is this you?
This is, yeah, it's me.
What are you tossing off or something?
Come on, Todd.
No, I'm trying to.
Do I look like that kind of guy to you?
Listener sent this in. It's obviously you. Would just explain where it's from.
It's me, but I don't even toss off. I can't even remember the time I tossed off. You know, but yeah, this is me. I mean, what do you think it sounds like? I was tossing off.
Yes.
You think I was really tossing off?
Well, explain it. I'll shut up. I'll shut up. Here we go.
Jesus Christ.
Let me listen.
Have you seen that movie Avatar? I couldn't believe my eyes.
This is you watching
this is
Avatar.
Me watching
Explain
Avatar.
It. Okay. I mean, what are you watching right now? Hold on. Hold on.
Now, right here, the blue guy, he comes out.
Okay.
Now he's flying, Todd. He's flying.
Okay, I'm listening.
Now he's flying in the water. I mean, you got to see this movie, Todd.
It's you know what?
Now I got popcorn stuck in my teeth. What am I supposed to do? I'm trying to get it out. I'm trying to get the popcorn out.
Hey, I got to tell you the truth that I never thought I'd say this in this bit. I'm sorry. Because that's obviously a true story. No, it matched up. What's this, though?
That was me at the ending.
Say, oh, then I was tossing off. Once everybody left the theater.
Me and Pee Wee Herman, we watched Avatar 2. We had a good time.
Back down. We don't make those type of jokes. Flush them down the toilet with our sound effect. X90M, SM45 on your dial. Aristotle, can I ask this is not look good on the Todd Glass show.
What?
You know we're number one. Don't we have a jingle?
Yes.
Let's stop. I want to talk about what you did and how it hurts this show. Because this show is voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America. Mm-hmm. And that's not a joke.
That's a real thing.
That's not a joke.
And I will let you know that.
No.
Right now.
Listen, I am not worried about it at all.
This is Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Okay, so someone sent a video of you. This is apparently you at the bus station.
Yeah, that's me.
You're on and they got on the bus, sat behind you, the last row.
I'm in the last row.
This is a listener sent a picture. It's obviously your jacket. It looks like your hair. And this, they said, this is you in your own seat. You had a raincoat.
It's pretty clear. Yeah.
And this is you. So, just tell me what it is.
I mean, it seems pretty obvious. What do you think it is?
I think it's you.
You toss it off.
Toss it off.
On the bus?
Yeah.
Aristotle.
What the fuck?
I'm not even trying to be disrespectful. Aristotle,
no.
You don't have to be so defensive.
No, you know me. You've known me long?
Aristotle, you know
I was sick like that, I would have tossed off in here. But I haven't.
Aristotle, I love you to death. You know, I love you like practically family. I mean, I shouldn't even say practically.
Because we are.
But when I heard this... This sounds like you're
it sounds like you're tossing,
tossing off.
It's pretty damning, Aristotle. I mean, what
Come
do you
on,
expect
and
to believe?
This doesn't look good on a bus.
You're disgusting.
We're disgusting.
I'm disgusting. Okay, what is it? What is it?
I have
Tell me what
severe
it is.
Motion sickness.
And this
Being
is you,
on
you're
the bus
vomiting?
Is yes. Every little movement of the bus is just rumbling.
This is
my
you
stomach.
Vomiting. Okay, hold on. So let me picture it now. You're vomiting into a bucket?
Well, not on the floors. I don't have a bucket.
No one ever said vomiting before. It works. I know that feeling.
Well, that can't be the...
You know what? I'm going to apologize to you. I was the only one.
We haven't even moved yet. I'm just,
you get
it. It's just every time someone gets on the bus, you feel that little shake, and now I'm I'm going chunks.
I have a friend who used to toss off in a shed. You know who you are. You want to start shit? I'll come right after you. Tossing off in a shed. Why are you doing that?
He's got to get work done, you know.
Tossing off in the shed. That's what Kevin Meaney would say. Why are you tossing off in the shed? They're going to come from the health department, and they're going to have your house closed down. Tossing off in a shed.
That's an OSHA violation.
It's an OSHA. Why are you making OSHA violations? Why are you doing that to your father and I? Making OSHA violations. Tossing off. Why are you your father doesn't toss off. Your brother doesn't toss off. Kevin Meaney. I want one night. How about tonight? Mm-hmm. While we're eating pizza, if you end up staying. Mm-hmm. Are you hungry? Because if you're not, tell you what.
I'll have one slice of pizza, yeah.
One slice?
One slice. I'm a new man this year.
How do you do it?
I've been counting everything I eat.
So do calories. I no, count it too. One, two, yeah. three, one four, pizza, five, two pizza. Six, seven, eight, nine.
Every single popcorn kernel, I counted them all. Even every gram of salt.
What are we talking about?
Counting calories?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I'm counting calories.
You're counting calories?
No. There was something else. We were
I'm
going
counting
somewhere.
Sheep, yeah.
Pizza. And the Kevin Meaney?
So maybe afterwards, watch a little Kevin Meaney.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Did that. I knew that the audience was on to me. At that point, I was just trying to stretch out the show. Knowing I had to do a 2-hour show, and I didn't want to put all the pressure on Daniel. I was having an off night. And what made it worse is I found out that the audience could hear all my inner thoughts. All right, this bit. You like impersonations?
Mama saw.
Mama saw. You do that? It's good fun. That's an easy one to do.
Mama saw.
Who is that?
That's.
I'm trying to figure that out. I don't even know who I'm impersonating.
You go,
who is that?
Who is that? Who?
That's great. That's a Marlon Brando.
Oh, I've heard of this guy.
Can I tell you, I don't even know if I've seen that movie, but I've seen a lot of comedians do impersonations. There used to be a comedian. He would put a lot, he'd just be on stage out of nowhere and he'd go,
oh, yeah.
Todd is putting paper in his mouth.
The Italian, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's both my cheeks. Explain.
Mm-hmm. Todd has filled both of his cheeks with post-it notes. Like a squirrel.
Hey. Mama said. Yeah.
And I don't know what he actually said, but I thought it was Mama's son. I'm sure if I watched.
What he said was Mama say, Mama saw, well, Mama's son.
Can you play that on the trumpet? I'll give you a minute to figure it out. Go!
I mean, he famously says, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Mm-hmm. I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Do you do any impersonations? And if you don't, believe me, there's no pressure. I just asking.
I don't do any. I'm bad at every impersonation.
I'm not.
I can barely impersonate myself. Thank you. I'm feeling sad. You know,
you know, I would. I can do some, but it's usually. Like, I don't do it in my act necessarily because I feel like I can do it after I watch James Adomian do it.
Mm.
And then you need a refresher. Well, then maybe I think I shouldn't be doing it in my act, which I don't, mm-hmm. you know, because, but I could sometimes, like, you know, when he was doing Regis, mine would be all right, but mm-hmm. when you were around somebody that can really do it, it gets yours better. So yeah. I don't do them, and there's only a few that I can do at that.
Who's somebody that you can do?
I mean... I'm trying to think. You know, sometimes you have to be on a roll. Like, I think with not thinking about it, I can get into Eddie Pepitone or Andy Kindler,
mm-hmm.
but not like James Adomian, but old school guys, you know, like Rodney.
Mm.
You know, I feel like, you know, I'll tell you it's all right, you know.
Pretty great Kevin Meaney.
Kevin Meaney, yeah. Why do you do that? Your father doesn't do that. I can even do the gravelly voice. Why do you do that? We hate you.
Mm-hmm.
We should listen to Kevin Meaney.
And with a slice of pizza.
How about George Carlin?
George Carlin?
I've heard you do his voice before.
Yeah, if I get into that, you know, they said I can't do the thing, but I can go, you know what, the governors, and then the Republicans tell you this, and mm-hmm. and then they tell you that. You know what I say? Fuck you and fuck them.
That's good. You got to hunch over when you nail that.
Fuck you and fuck them.
Yeah, like raise your shoulders.
Can you bring this in ever so softly? It's going to give me a chance to, I'll tell you what, the kids singing this.
Is that
this
one that we did today?
Yeah.
Little kid.
Yeah, Don't Worry song.
Is that the little kid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This was it. Did anybody see the video where the kid wants waffles out of the freezer at night? Look up Kid Wants Waffles. It's going to change your life. This kid's so goddamn adorable and so smart and so sweet. And I love that the comments, sometimes the comments can give you faith in humanity. Mm. I went to the comments and they thought exactly what I was thinking. They're all going, give this kid a waffle, even if he ate too much 20 minutes ago. You know, like this kid, give him a waffle. I just wanted one waffle, just one waffle. He's so hungry. He's so hungry and it's so goddamn adorable.
Does he get the waffle at the end of the story?
Can we see if we can bring that up? Yes. Does he get the waffle? No, it just cuts off. It just cuts off.
I need a sequel to this.
I know. I want to know what happens. What if I had the money to do that? Like, take a simple TikTok and then go follow it up with a crew.
What if there was, like, a Netflix documentary, 6 episodes about this kid?
Shut the
what
fuck
led
up.
Him to the situation?
And then his downfalls.
His downfall, his interviewing his neighbors. And
drinking at the age of, he tried to be that guy. There was a kid that said, apparently a lot. Mm-hmm. And then he was on the news, and he goes, apparently.
Is it a little girl?
No. It's a little. Oh, come on. Don't tell me this thing didn't get 45 billion hits. It's a kid wants waffles. Just one waffle. You try to think what
it's just
do.
One waffle. Why not give
just
him the waffle?
Just one waffle.
What can one waffle do?
No.
Oh, you got to log in, I bet. You're going to have to make an account, and they're going to.
You know what I say? Members have told me this of the audience, the listening audience, mm-hmm.
the universe.
Like, when I first started, I would get like, they go, Todd, when you're not in a hurry, we're not in a hurry. Mm-hmm. So just take your time when you're trying to find something. And I very valuable that. And the other one was, if you're having a good time, we're having a good time. Mm. A lot of times when I would be having a lot of fun, I'd be like, wait, is this? I guess what I'm saying, does it seem like, is it fun for them? You know, I know. And they go, when you're having fun, we're having fun. Valuable, mm-hmm. healthy input from somebody that listens to the show. Those were two valuable things that I remember all the time from nice people that gave really nice input.
Yeah.
Fun
is
infectious.
Yeah.
What?
Fun is infectious.
Fun is infectious. And that was the name of your new CD. Yeah. Wow, you're smooth the way. So your new CD, Fun is Infectious. Yeah. When did this...
It came out about last week.
And you're just singing it.
And I'm singing the song.
Sing all Christmas songs?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love whatever I give you today. Yeah. All Christmas songs?
All Christmas songs. You know, we're switching it up a little bit.
Wow. And then someone told me the whole album is you do 12 songs, but it's one song, but 12 different ways?
Yeah, yeah.
What Christmas song?
Well, you know, it's just like the Christmas song, the white Christmas song.
Oh, and you do that 12 different ways?
12 different ways. Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a fresh spin on an old take.
You know Charlie Puth?
Charlie, I've heard of this guy.
Yeah, well, he's a friend of mine.
Oh,
we hang out. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
What do I give a shit?
Yeah, I heard of him.
I don't give a shit. Did you find it?
No, but even my search, it's just a bunch of.
This doesn't make any sense. I swear to God, it doesn't make any sense. Hold on.
Maybe you didn't see this video. What if this was the dream?
Are you the kid, Todd?
Oh, no. Well, I used to go in people's houses and go, my mom said, you can't go over people's houses and ask for candy. I go, do you have any candy? So I would go into the house and go, I don't have any candy.
Really?
I don't have any candy. Mm-hmm. Then they go, do you want some candy? I go, yeah.
That's a great sales
That's
tactic.
That's a fucking
that
smart
is
kid.
Good.
I stole it from that. I stole that tactic.
Mm-hmm. I like asking for chips.
I gotta be honest.
I don't have
I gotta candy. Be honest. Okay, what am I looking for? I'm gonna just search it myself here while we're on the show.
What if I try to sell something and say, I don't have any money? And they say, do you want any money? I'm like, sure, I'll take it. I'll take some. That's a good political move, too. Oh, my.
Waffle little kid. Wait, the police are here? You search right away there. No. Okay, wait. What is this? Come on. What are you, kid?
Waffle kid.
My kid is being
little
waffle.
Kid wants just one waffle. Mm-hmm.
See, you're putting in two different things in what you told me to look up.
Little kid
no,
and
I did not.
You said little kid waffle or kid wants waffle. Now you're saying.
But I'm not finding him either, by the way.
Kid just wants one waffle.
What about kid wants falafel?
Well, I'm trying to, Aristotle, you know how it is as you. Hold on. 1 second.
Awful kid wants waffle.
What about, I was thinking. No, don't. It makes me feel like I'm hurrying. Yeah, that music makes me feel like I'm in a hurry for some reason. I realize, what's hurrying me?
Waffle eats kid.
No, this is really. Ooh. By the way, I'm not. You can't find it. Oh, Aristotle, what I was saying is, as you can't find it, you rethink the way to say it. Mm-hmm. That's all that I'm doing. There's no tricks.
How else do you say a kid wants a waffle?
I thought this was going to come up right away. Maybe. I can't believe something that cute.
I got wiped from the internet, maybe.
It's in my SKU. Do you want to go look for it? If you don't, I don't mean to be rude. Okay. How about if we do this? Right. Give me a chance to be honest. Maybe get a Coca-Cola or something, mm-hmm. and then. Well, no, probably just take a hit. Mm-hmm. And then you want to do a little Rock This Town? I mean, this is loud and it's big, but I think it could be a lot of fun to do it right now. So,
let's do it.
And then we got Ian to give us live trumpets in the room. He did this at the show at the Typewriter Dynasty and fucking killed it. So it lets me sit back and just enjoy something too. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Wow. No, I love it. I have to remember, like, look in the room. Like, there's someone playing the trumpet in this space, just mm-hmm. filling it up. It's very over. It's great. It's
it
a
feels
great
like
instrument.
A real show right after.
It is a real show. These other shows, if you don't have trumpet, you're just, I think this about that. Mm-hmm. I could come on and do that show.
Yeah, we're just talking in a room, but now there's a trumpet.
Now it's a real show.
It's a Vegas show now.
It's a Vegas show.
It's a Vegas show. Hey, how are you doing with the International Hotel? Welcome back.
Maybe I should make a more of a triumphant entrance into my own show.
Mm-hmm, you should.
I never thought about that.
Have a big Elvis entrance, right? When
really?
You walk
and you're
in.
Not just saying that
to toot my own
horn?
I mean it. Look, I love tooting horns, and I love hearing horns toot. I'm not just saying it.
Do you want to hear your jingle again, and I won't be, what do you think?
I'll hear it. Can I record it?
I would love to. How about go around the room as we're playing it, and we'll all try to sing with it. All
right.
And get your good video out of it. Okay. Can we all try to sing with it, and you'll play trumpet? Here we go. Can you put reverb in it? We'll get ready, everybody.
All right, here we go.
We'll make it look like it's the way it happened. Hello. Reverb. You don't have to sing your own, because then that would look.
We
have to do it for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, here we go. All right. Let me sit up.
Let me drink some water.
The audience, our podcast audience, knows we're full of shit. We're mm-hmm. like, now we're gonna make it better because I'm sitting up. Yeah. We're all got the reverb ready. Our listening audience has to sit through the sound check. But your video, they're gonna be like, oh, that was really smooth the way it went down.
Yeah, they're gonna.
You think I should wipe down the table with Pledge?
Well, we don't want it to be glow.
We don't want
to
be.
We don't want to glare. You know.
Don't want to be. Thank you. Here we go. So remember, our audience listening. Picture this is just gonna be edited in. Here we go.
Daniel Cabral, Daniel Cabral, Daniel Cabral, Daniel Cabral. Daniel Cabral. Daniel Cabral. Daniel Cabral. Cabral, Daniel Cabral, Daniel Cabral. Take it home. How was that? That was good. Let's watch it again. Let's hear what it sounds like.
Here we go.
Here, send him that. I want to. Can you send him that mic line? I think there's a mic. There's a cord.
There's a cord
that's got like a cell phone. Oh, here it is.
Oh, you got the dongle and everything, too.
That might seem stupid, but this is equivalent to when you take a picture and you want to look at it right away. Like,
oh, yeah, no.
I think we're going to get... Oh, what did that sound like, that thing we just did? We don't know.
Isn't it crazy people Vinny. Couldn't do that for a while?
Did what?
They couldn't look at their photo right away.
They couldn't look at their photo right away. And that's okay, too. That's okay, too. I'm not saying...
But imagine that.
Here we go.
Here we go. Ready?
Ready, yeah. Just you. Those were fun times.
You know, things felt different back then.
They did. We were so young.
There was something in the air, you know. I just can't explain. I wish you could realize the good old days.
I wish we knew it back then.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be
I'd be a different guy, but you know what? I'm happy the way I turned out. You know, what
those
you
were
do?
Different times. Mm-hmm. Everyone's so PC now. Don't even.
We got Aristotle and Todd haven't spoken since. Yeah.
Aristotle and Todd, can I ask you a question?
Ask
your
away.
Sister, just play along.
Yeah.
Your sister wrote this song?
Yeah, yeah, she's something
How old is she?
Yeah, she's like 12, you know.
Oh, so. She's 12. Oh, yeah. Okay, make her 40.
Yeah, she's 40, yeah.
No, she wouldn't be 40 because you wouldn't have a 40-year-old sister. She can be 30.
All right, she's 30.
So
then.
Your sister did this?
Yeah, she did this, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And you want him to play the saxophone to it?
I mean, yeah, the
to try.
Yeah, the sax.
Did she really write this? I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, no, she really wrote
this.
This
is really her. Potato salad, the safe word.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. She goes, someone said it's a chicken clucking or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
To music? Okay.
You get things. You know how Dolly Parton wrote that song with her nails? She wrote the song with
dun,
the chicken?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Is that, she didn't really write that with her nails,
she did. Yeah, true.
Can we hear it?
Her fingernail, the little beginning beat. Mm-hmm. She made it sound like a typewriter.
I have the type of show where if we talk about something, Aristotle looks it up, we play it. We I'm one of the real. I'm the real bread and butter people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joe Rogan, he does it. I'm sure Pete Holmes, not after what he did to them.
Right,
where's
ready
her
for
nails?
It? Ready? Here it comes.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Here we go, more trumpet. Let's really go crazy on the trumpet.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I